Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yudalid. We are holding on the top of daf Yudalid Amar Alef Trei Shir, and every shir this week is sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz, Lezuchus Rufua Shalema, for his grandfather, Sidney Gettenberg, Yisrael Ben Shmuel. We wish him Rufua Shalema, and we thank Jeremy very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to continue discussing a little bit more about the Maaser Merkava. We're going to go through a list of curses that Yeshayahu Anavi gave to Klal Yisrael, and what it took for him to stop cursing Klal Yisrael, for Yeshayahu to, so to speak, calm down. We're going to talk about the on Amud Beis a little bit more about Maaser Merkava, those who are not a Dorish v'na'a Mekayim, as it relates to the Maaser Merkava. And then at the very end of the daf is going to talk about the Arba Shenichnasu LePardes, the four people that were Zocha to go into the Pardes to see some sort of very high level spiritual encounter, and how it affected each of the four of them in a different way. We are holding now three lines from the top on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, we're darshaning the pasuk where the pasuk tells us Asher Kumtu V'lo Esnar Yutzak Yisodem. What's Asher Kumtu? So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Asher Kumtu LeBracha Hu Dichziv. It's a bracha. Elu Talmidei Chacham Shemekamtin Es Atzman Al Divrei Torah Bal Mazeh. We're referring to Talmidei Chacham who cut themselves down from sleep in this world, that they deprive themselves of sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalel Lahem Sod Li'olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal to them secrets in the next world. Shenemar Nar Yutzak Yisodam. Amar Le Shmuel Lechia Bar Rav Bar Arya Yuben Torah Ta Emelach Milsa Mehani Mili Mal Yisodava Amar Avucha. Come and I'll tell you something great that your father used to say. Kol Yom V'Yom Nivroin Malachi Asharis Minahar Dinor Va'Amri Shira Ubatli. Every day Malachi Asharis are created from Nahar Dinor, from the Dinor River. They sing Shira, and then those Malachim are Batel. Shenemra Chadashim Levukarim Rabba Emunasecha Upliga D'Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. This is against Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, because as we're about to see, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni does not hold that Malachim are created from Nahar Dinor. Dam Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Rabbi Yonah's son called Dibur v'Dibur Shiotzim Piakarosh Baruch Hu Nivra Mimenu Malach Echad. That every word that comes out of God's mouth, a single malach is created. So it's not from the Har Dinar, it's from the Diburim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar B'Dvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu Uvurach Piv Kol Tzva'am Kos Vechad Omer Levusha Ketel Chivar V'Seir Kamar Nekei. That his clothing is like white snow, and his hair is white as wool. Uksiv kivtzosav tzaltalam shchoros ka'orev. And then there's another pasuk that describes that it's black like a raven. So which is it? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hair black hair, or is it white hair? And my answer is lokasha. Can be yeshiva, can be milchama. It depends on the context. When it's be yeshiva, then it's white hair. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be milchama, then the image we're supposed to have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's supposed to be any image at all, but the message we're given about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that it's black hair. Da'am amar, ein lecha na'a be yeshiva el zakein, ve'en lecha na'a be milchama el bachur. White hair represents age, black hair represents youth. So when and those who are most respected in yeshiva and most important in yeshiva are the zakenim, whereas those who are most respected and most important in milchama are the young people who have a lot of physical strength. So that's the two descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being with white hair and being with black hair. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kufnun Gimel says Bechol Eis Yu Begadecha Levenim, when the pasuk in Kohelet says that a person's begadim shall always be white. Right, Zum mitzvah tzitzis, the Gemara says. That's a reference to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and Rashi writes that the beged is supposed to be white. The Bach says that the reason for it is because Chazal tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yedzayin and Beis, based on the pasuk Vayavar Hashem al panav Vayikra, which is obviously what we read in Slichos, the primary part of Slichos, when we read the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. So the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nis'atev b'tal. So he was nesatev kishliach tzibur. He wrapped himself up in a talis like a shliach tzibur. So you see there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a talis, and this pasuk that we just saw in our Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing is white. That levushak katal chiver. It's like white as snow. So one sees from there that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a talus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing is white, that a talus is supposed to be white. So that's where it comes from, that a talus is supposed to be white. The Bach writes this explanation. He says, Nachonhu, that's the reason for the minhag, that we wear white talisim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothing is white, and we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nesativ k'shliach tzibur, and that's certainly our dafyomi coincidence, as we're in the days of Slichos, where we're commemorating our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nesativ k'shliach tzibur, or we're doing what he taught us when he was nesativ k'shliach tzibur, to say the Yud Gamal Midas HaRachamim when we need his Rachmanus. And the Medrash in Tehillim tells Rav Shimon Yatzadik asked Rav Shmuel Nachmeni, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Ora? So he said he was nesativ betalis levana v'hivika olam me'oro, that he wrapped himself in a white talis and his light spread onto the world. So the Mekubalim say that from there you see a raya to be makbid, that a talis is supposed to be white, that it's a remez to the chesed of Hashem if a person has a white talis. The Taz on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Simetes points out that the Bach himself in Aruch Chaim Simetes gives another reason that the talis is white, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Omrim that the tzitzis are supposed to be the same color as the talis, that the strings are supposed to be knaf min kanaf, they're supposed to be the same color as the talis. And the Rama says that the Ashkenazim only make white tzitzis, that when we don't have tcheles, all of our strings are always white. That's Machlokas Rashi, the Rambam, the Ri, quoted in the Torah over there. Rashi and the Rambam hold that the tzitzios always have to be the same color as the beged. The Ri says that it's not necessary. So the Bach says the reason that Klal Yisrael is a minag, that we have white talis, has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing a white talis. It's because we have the minag to have white strings, and Rechoshish, for those Shitos and Rishonim, that the strings are supposed to be the same color as the beged. The only way we can have white strings and have strings be the same color as the beged is if the beged is white. So that's where the minhag came from, that we have a white beged. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tes of Katan Tes Zayin quotes both reasons that the Bach says, and he says it's royal and medaktik to make dafka have a white talis in order to be yotze kol adeos in terms of the color of the strings matching the color of the talis. But says Mishnah Berurah, v'gam yishum dechzev uvushay ketel chiver, and also because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears a white garment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears it, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps himself in a talis. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes both of these reasons. And then he says in the name of the Prima Gadim that on the edges of the beged of the talis we have something that resembles tcheles, and that doesn't take away from the whiteness of the talis, meaning that's still a kiyum of having a white talis. Just because you have stripes that represent tcheles, that doesn't take away from the fact that the majority of the talis is white, and therefore it's a full kiyum of this minog. And Leket Yoshe says the Shumas Hadeshon was mahader that he should have an atara for the talis that was colored like tcheles. The minog nowadays is that we have black lines, black stripes on the talis, and that's probably also based on the idea that it's a zechel tcheles, because the Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Tzitzis that tcheles is black, that the color of tcheles is similar to black, even though the Gemara says it's doma liyam, which is doma lerikia. The Rambam must have understood that it means the yam and the rikia, the way it looks at night, where it looks like it's everything is closer to black than it does to blue. There are those that suggest that the Rambam thought he found tcheles, that he must have thought he found the tcheles, and he was describing, because some of the Rambam's descriptions of what tcheles is don't have any source in Chazal, don't seem to have any source in Chazal. So there are those who believe that the Rambam must have found something. That's what the Rizina Rebbe writes in his Sefer, that the Rambam must have found something that he thought was tcheles, and that's what he was describing. Now the Sfardim have a minhag that they don't have the black lines. The Ben Ishchai writes that they only wear a white talis, talis gadol, talis katan. And based on, again, it's all based on this idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu's clothing is white. Kodesh Baruch Hu's clothing is white means that his talus is white. Right during the Gemara now, first medium-sized line, Kosvecher Omer, we have one pasuk that says, Kreisel Shevivin Dinar, that his throne was fiery flames. Kosvecher Omer, Adei Karsun Rama Va'atik Yomin Yosef, that his throne, Hashem's thrones are set up, and the old one sits on them. So it sounds like there's more than one throne. Which is it? Is there one throne, or is there more than one throne? Answers the Gemara, three answers. First of all, Lokasha, Echadov Echadadav, David. One is for him, and one he reserves as a throne for David. Amelech. Kidatanya, Echlo Vechlo David, Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that there's one throne for Hashem, one throne for David. Amelo Rabbi Yosef, Lili Akiva, and Masayatos Shechinachol. For how long are you going to keep on doing this, making the Shechina like it's something mundane, that a throne of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is reserved for a human being, that you can make the Shechina mundane? I saw one of the Achronim wanted to suggest that the expression Ad Masay Atos Shechinachol makes it sound like this isn't the first time Rabbi Akiva did this, that Rabbi Akiva has some other drasha where he somehow disrespects the Shechina, makes the Shechina like its chol, and he suggests that maybe the drasha that it's referring to is how Shimon HaMasuni was Dorish Kol Es and Shabbatara, how an S was always Bel Rabbo something until he got to Es Hashem Elokecha Chatira, and then he didn't darshan anything, because what else are you going to include when he says Es Hashem Elokecha Chatira? Ad Sheba Rabbi Akiva Vidarash Es Hashem Elokecha Chatira L'Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim, and it was Rabbi Akiva who darshaned Es Hashem Elokecha Chatira is L'Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim, comes to include Tamidei Chachamim. So you see that Rabbi Akiva took something that was godly, that was divine, and associated it with a human being. So this is not the first time Rabbi Akiva has such a drasha. That's what some of the Achronim suggested. Ella, but anyway, the Gemara suggests maybe the idea of the two thrones of Hashem is Echel Din VeEchel Letzdaka. It's for the two midos that Hashem uses in judging the world. There's Din and there's Tzedaka. Kibla minei olo kibla minei. Did Rabbi Akiva accept that answer or not? Tashema Echel Ledin VeEchel Letzdaka. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. We have another brayso where Rabbi Akiva says that it's Echel Ledin VeEchel Letzdaka. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva did accept that answer. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, Akiva Malcha Eitzel Agada Kol Chumid Barosecha Eitzel Negam Va'alos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya criticizes Rabbi Akiva. He says, you know what? You probably shouldn't be learning Agadata. You should go and study the areas of Negayim and Alos, the very complicated halachos and taharos that other people struggle with and you seem to be expert at, but your teachings in Agadata are lacking. This the Achronim point out, you see from here that there were already areas of expertise amongst Tanaim in certain areas of Torah, and that meaning it's not that everyone was equal in all areas of Torah. There were certain great Tanaim that were viewed as great experts in Tumah V'Tahara, but maybe not such great experts in other areas. With the halacha of Hilchsa Kirav B'Yisuri, Hilchsa Kishmol B'Dinei, maybe a reflection of that, that Rav was considered the world's expert in Isser V'Heter, and Shmuel was the world's expert in Dinei Mamonos. And that's why every time they took a vote and they decided who to paskin like, it always landed on Shmuel and Dinei Mamonos. He always managed to come up with the more correct approach in Dinei Mamonos. Ella, rather, a third interpretation, the Gemara says, why two thrones? Echel the Kisei v'Echel the Sharafrav. One for the throne itself, and one is a footstool. Kisei leishav alav shrafraf la'adom raglav. Shnemar shamayim kisei va'aretz adom ragli. That one is for Hashem to sit on, and one is for his footstool. Ki asur avdim yamar shmona esrei klolos kilo lishayo es Yisrael v'nuskar redaito ha'char malam ha'mikra hazeh. That there were 18 klolos, Yishayo ha'navi was mekalel klal Yisrael. Now why would Yishayo ha'navi want to be mekalel klal Yisrael? Doesn't necessarily mean a curse. It means he said a nevuah about terrible things that were going to happen to Klal Yisrael, and the nevuah didn't stop until he got to the following pasuk: Yirevu anar bezaken, the young will rule over the old, va'nikla benichban, and the disgraced will rule over the respected. Shmona esre klalos ma'ininhu. What are the 18 klalos? Tichsiv ki inei adon Hashem tzvakos meisim Yerushalayim Yehuda. Mashenu, what's going to be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda? Mashenu mashena. Kol mishan lechem, kol mishan mayim, gibor ve'ish mochama, shofet ve'navi, kosim ve'zakin, sarchamishim, nusopanim, ve'yowitz, chacham, charashim, ve'navon lachash, ve'nitkin, arim, sarayim, ve'talulim, yimshulubam, and the mockers are going to rule over them. If you count it up, that's 18 different curses. So who are these people that are no longer going to be in Klal Yisrael, that are going to be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda? The Gemara goes through one by one. Mashein elu balim mikra. That refers to people who are experts in Mikra, who are experts in Tanakh. Mash'ena, elu bali Mishnah. That refers to people who are experts in Mishnah. Kigon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chaverav. If you want an example of an expert in Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his chevra were experts in Mishnah. Pligubar Rav Papa v'Rabbanan. Machlokas Rav Papa and the Rabbanan. Chad amar sheish meil sidrei Mishnah, v'chad amar shva meil sidrei Mishnah. That they used to have either 600 or 700 sidrei Mishnah in total. So to be an expert in Mishnah didn't just mean mean that they knew the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. That wouldn't be such a big deal, but they knew 600 or 700 Sidrei Mishnah. What happened to all these 600, 700 Sidrei Mishnah? I think Rav Dosi Hoffman writes in Melamed the Hawil that you have to assume that a lot of the Brisos and the Toseftos and the other literature we have from Tanaim used to all be in the form of Mishnayos. Somehow it got lost in the form of Mishnayos, but we still have it. It can't be that it was all written out of Torah, but it's there. It's just in different areas and maybe not as clear as it otherwise would have been in a Mishnah. Maybe different things that the Gemara explains actually were originally in Mishnayos. But others suggest, no, that it's not that in the halachic area. We're talking about Torah Sanistar, that there are 600 Siddarim, 700 Siddarim. Keep in mind the context over here. This whole sugi is really supposed to be about the Maaser Merkava. We're going to get back to the Maaser Merkava still, about all of Torah Sanistar. That's what these couple of Dapan Chagig are about. So the 600, 700 Sidrei Mishnah were Sidrei Mishnah in Torah Sanistar. In Torah Sanigla, we have Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Kol Mishan Lechem, Elu Bali Talmud. Kol Mishan Lechem refers to people who are experts in Talmud and Gemara. Shnema L'chul Lechemu B'lachme V'shasu B'yayin Masachti. V'kol Mishan Mayim. Kol Mishan Mayim refers to Elu Bali Agada. People who are experts in Agada. Shemosh Libo Shal Adam K'mayim Ba'agada. That they manage to draw a person's heart like water with Divrei Agada. Agada is very appealing. It's a good way to get people interested. So Bali Agada are considered to be Mishan Mayim, people who draw in like water. Gibor Zebal Shmuel. So Gibor is a reference to someone who has a lot of traditions that he learned from his Rebbeim. The Ish Melchama Zeshe Yodea Lisa V'litin B'Melchamta Shel Torah. An Ish Melchama is someone who can do battles in the Melchamta Shel Torah. Shofet Zedayan Shadon Dinem Es La'amito. A Shofet is a Dayan who judges properly, who judges in Emes La'amito. The Rishonim explained in Masech Sanhedrin when we describe din emes lamito, it seems to be extra words in that phrase. Dayan shadan din emes, someone who dan emes. What's emes lamito? What makes an emes more of an emes? Emes is not a relative term. A relative term would be big, small, beautiful, ugly. Those are relative terms. Emes is not relative. Emes is either emes or it's not. So what does it mean? Emes la'amito. Something's either emes or it's sheker. If it's a little bit not emes, that's sheker. So what does it mean? Emes la'amito. So that's something that Rishonim explained, if I recall, in Masech Sanhedrin, that emes la'amito means that when sometimes there's a din emes based on the information given to the dayan, there's the correct din that he could judge. But sometimes there's more information that he should have been able to get if he would question a little bit more, if he would see that something's up in the way the information was giving, that something's unusual, that this person looks like he's lying, he doesn't, even though the halach is, he's naman, but if you push a little further and you know how to get whatever information you need, so then you'll get more information that may change the judgment. Emes la'amito is the dayan that's not just satisfied to do his job, that he clocks in and he gets, okay, this is my information, this is what the Torah says, and that's it. Emes la'amito is he understands that he has to find what's beneath the surface in order to arrive at a din emes, and he has to investigate further in order to arrive at a din emes. Navi kimashma'o, and Navi means a Navi. Kosem zem melech. Kosem refers to a king. Shnem kosem el susem melech. Zaken zesha ro'i li yeshiva. Zaken refers to someone who's ro'i li yeshiva, who should be sitting in yeshiva, and we should be getting advice from and leadership from. Sar chamishim, al tikri sar chamishim el sar chumashin. Sar chamishim means someone who's a sar of chumashim. Zeshe yodeh lisa v'litein v'chamisha chumshe Torah. Someone who's well versed in all five books of Torah. Davar acher sar chamishim kid Rabbi Avo. Dam Rabbi Avo mikan shein ma'amidim torgum al zibor pachos mechamishim shana. And no, sar chamishim means a 50-year-old, because Rabbi Avo taught us that one should not be appointed as a mitorgum as a meturgeman unless the rabbi is 50 years old that's teaching. That's one who receives favor for his generation because of him. Where he was favored lemaila up in Shemaim, and his whole generation benefited from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved him. And lemata, and Rabbi Yavoah ben Kesar, that he's favored by the Malchus, like Rabbi Yavoah ben Kesar. The whole generation benefits from the fact that the Melech seems to take a liking to this person. Yoetz sheyodeh la'aber shanim l'kvah chadashim. Yoetz refers to someone who knows how to be ma'aber shanim and to be koveya months. B'chacham zeh talmud ha'machkim es rabosav. A chacham is a reference to a talmud who makes his rebbeim wiser. Charashim b'shal shepasech b'divrei Torah hakol nasin k'charashim. Charashim means that at the time that he opens up in Divrei Torah, everyone becomes like their mute, because everyone just sits there listening. His Torah is so enthralling and so something that's so compelling. V'navon zeh hamevin davar mitoch davar. Navon is someone who's able to understand one thing from another, is able to make deductions. Lachash zeh sheroi limsor lo Divrei Torah shenitna b'lachash. Lachash refers to someone who deserves to receive the Torah which was given b'lachash. That the Mesoros Hashas writes in the name of the Aruch over here, b'lachash means because of the Satan. You give Torah b'lachash in a quiet way, so that the Satan is not going to be mekatreg. And he's referring to the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chavavim Beis, that the Torah was given b'chashayi because of the Satan. Rashi says the Satan was mekatreg, and he said that tistapik le'elyonim, that the lucha shouldn't be given to Moshe Rabbeinu, that it belongs up in Shemayim. But Rashi over here sounds like, and Rashi in Ishayo sounds like, that no, it's not referring to Torah in general being given b'lachash. Torah was given kolos uvrakim. The Torah was given with great fanfare. What do you mean the Torah was given b'lachash? It wasn't really given b'lachash. It must be that it's a reference to Sisrei Torah. That Maaseh Merkava, again, remember the context. Chagigi Yudalid was still all about the Maaseh Merkava. So Sisrei Torah was given b'lachash. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva. I mentioned the other day in Or Chaim, Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin, that of his rebbes, they were Rav Nosson Adler and Afla, they were certainly great Bekiyim in Nigla and Nistar, but you never heard them talk about the Zohar. Because that's the type of thing that they would do belachash. That if they're learning about it, they're teaching, it would only be belachash. They would never do it in a public way. That's what they say about Rabbi Yaakov Hillel likes to say about the mekubalim that go around advertising themselves. If they're advertising themselves mistama, they're not mekubalim. That's the Sisrei Torah is supposed to be given b'lachash. It's not supposed to be done with great fanfare. V'nasati na'arim sarayim. My v'nasati na'arim sarayim. What's v'nasati na'arim sarayim? Am rabozer el b'nei adam shemenu arin min amitzos. It's a reference to people that are emptied out from mitzvos. V'talulim yim shlubam. Amra papi bar Yaakov. Tali b'nei tali. It's foxes, the son of foxes. V'lonuskara daito. And after all of these curses, Yishayahu wouldn't stop at sha'amar lehem yiruvu anar b'zakein. Until he said that the young will rule over the old. Because once it became clear that he's describing an upside down world, that he's describing something that doesn't make any sense, then he was able to stop, to say, otherwise it's just a terrible chilul Hashem, that all of these things are going to happen. But he's saying, no, the point is that everything is going to be upside down. So that's that minimizes the level of chilul Hashem. El b'nei adam shemenarim min ha-mitzvos, yiravu b'mi shemula b'mitzvos karimon. That he who is empty from mitzvos is going to rule over the one who is full of mitzvos like a rimon. There's our second daf yomi coincidence, a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah. We talk about those who are mlei mitzvos karimon. Obviously, that's one of the simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Sheyirbu zuchi yoseinu karimon. Someone told me yesterday, Kasher of Moshe Weinberger asked that what kind of tefillah is that? Do more mitzvahs, and it'll be mar b'zuchiyu seinu karimon. Meaning to say that we should have chayim, that we should have bracha, that we should have osher. Those are good things. You daven for, you should have refuah. Those are things that will be out of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shir b'zuchiyu seinu, do more, and you'll be yir b'zuchiyu seinu. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it's yir b'zuchiyu seinu, okay, kasha. V'anikla b'nichbad, yavu misha chamuros domoslav kekalos, v'yiravu b'misha kalos domoslav kechamuros. And the disgraced is going to rule over the respected. Means someone who very strict things are treated like he treats like they're very light is going to rule over someone who treats every little kutzo shel yirav halacha like it's something that's very serious. Amrav katina afil b'shas kishlona shel Yerushalayim lepaskum em balei amana. Even when Yerushalayim stumbled, there were always trustworthy people in Yerushalayim. Shenemar Things that people cover like a cloth we're always gonna have in hand. Rashi says that this refers to Torah that people aren't going to know Torah so well. It's good because they're not going to be bekiyim. Vamachshela azos, and this machshela, mayma vamachshela azos. What does it mean? This machshela, dvarim shem bnei adam umdim aleim elam ke nichshel behen yesh natachas yadcha. That which people don't get and don't achieve in until they first stumble in it, that we're also going to have in hand. What is something that people don't achieve until they first stumble? It's pretty much everything in life, really, but particularly Torah. That if a person wants to retain his Torah, he first needs to stumble in his learning. To just have everything go easily and smoothly, he's not going to be able to remember the Torah. When you work on it and you struggle and you get it wrong and then you get it wrong again and then finally you get it right, that's when a person is going to achieve in Torah. Yisa b'yom u'leymar lo'ya chovesh v'u'besi ein lechem ein simlo v'los simeni katzin am. Yisa ein yisa a lashon shvua. Yisa is a lashon of a shvua. Shnemar lo sisa shem Hashem alkecha. Mai lo ya chavish. What does that pass? The next phrase mean? Lo yisi mechav she beis hamedrash. So I wasn't amongst those who were in the beis hamedrash. Beisi ein lechem ein simla. Shem biyadi lo mikra v'lo mishnah v'lo gemara. That I didn't have mikra mishnah or gemara. So you see that you don't have anshe amana. You don't have people who had all this Torah. V'dilma shayni yasim diyamalu gamirna amilei emalan. Maybe over there it's different because if someone were to challenge, meaning it's not because they were anshe amana, it's just that if someone would say we learned, they would say so tell us, and he wouldn't know. Havle lememar gamar v'shachach, but he should be able to say that I learned and I forgot. Lo klal. It means that that he didn't learn at all. But wait a second, didn't we learn that Yerushalayim was only destroyed because Balei Amana were gone from Yerushalayim? So how can you say that even in its Bishas Mechshelo, even when Yerushalayim is Nichshal, there are always Anshei Amana, there are always trustworthy people, Shenemar, Shaltu Bechutzis Yerushalayim, Runa Udu, Bikshu Baruch HaVosayim, Timtzu Ish, Im Yesh Osa Mishpat, Mevakech Emuna Ve'eslachla, that you can go look all around Yerushalayim at the Shas Churban of Yerushalayim, you won't be able to find any trustworthy person. Lo kasha. Habi Divrei Torah, Habi Masu Matan. There are two types of Anshei Amana. There are Anshei Amana in Divrei Torah, and there are Anshei Amana in Masu Matan. So when we describe that there's not going to be any more Anshei Amana, it's different. The Anshei Amana in Divrei Torah are different than the Anshei Amana when it comes to Masu Matan. That in Divrei Torah, the people are going to be Neman. They're not going to praise themselves for something that they don't have. They're not going to lie about their achievements in Torah. But Masu Matan, that they're not going to have. That they're not going to be trustworthy about. They will lie about Masu Matan in dealings of business. The Gemara says, "B'divrei Torah havu, b'masu matan lo havu." In Divrei Torah will have Anshei Amana, in Masu Matan there won't be Anshei Amana. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai she'irochiv al chamor. One time Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was riding on a donkey, v'yimahalich b'derech, and he was traveling on the road. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach mechamer acharav, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was going behind him. Amar lo Rabbi, shanali perik echad b'maaseh merkava. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, teach me something in Ma'aseh merkava. Amar lo lo kach shenisi lechem v'lo merkava b'yachid. Didn't I tell you that I'm not allowed to darshan merkava biyachid? I can't teach to a single individual Talmud about ma'aseh merkava. Elam kein hayachachum u'mevin midaito. Unless that Talmud is someone who's already at the level of being a chacham, who's able to understand on his own. Amar lo Rebbe, tarsheni lomar lefenecha davar echad shelima detani. He says, I ask you permission to say over something that you taught to me. Amar lo emor. He says, go ahead, say. Miad yard Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai me'al chamor v'nisatav yashav le'evan tachas azayis. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai got off of his chamor, and he sat on a stone underneath an olive tree. Amar lo, Rebbe, may you ride to me al chamar. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach asked Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, what are you doing? Why did you get off of the donkey? I was just about to tell you something. Amar efsharat tadorish ma'aseh merkava ushkini imanu malach yasharis malavno sanu v'ani erchav al chamar. You're about to dash ma'aseh merkava. You think I'm going to sit there on a donkey as you're dashing ma'aseh merkava? You have to have a little bit of kavod for this kind of Torah. You have to take it more seriously. So I came off of the donkey. Malach yasharis are going to be here. The shechina is going to be here. So I have to be properly in the proper frame frame of mind. Miad pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'maisa merkava. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach started darshaning the maisa merkava. V'darsha, he darshaned it. V'darash v'yarda esh min ha-shamayim, a fire came down from shamayim. V'sivva kol ilana shebasada, and surrounded all of the trees in the field. Paschu kulan v'amru shira. All the trees began to say shira. Ma shira amru, what shira did the trees say? Halos Hashem in Arz Sanin v'chol tohom aseitz pri v'chol arazim haluluka. Nena malach min ha'esh, malach calls out from the fire, v'amar, hein hein maiser merkava, and says, that's the maiser merkava, meaning he's darshaning correctly the maiser merkava. Amar Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai ben Nashkal Rosho, Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai got up and he kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on his head, v'amar baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael, shenosan ben l'Avram Avinu sheyodei l'havin l'achar v'lidrosh maiser merkava. Baruch Hashem, that Avram Avinu has a descendant who knows how to darshan the maiser merkava so beautifully. Yesh na'a doresh ve'ein na'a mekayim, there are some people that darshan very nicely but are not mekayim what they darshan. Na'a mekayim ve'ein na'a doresh, there are people that are mekayim properly, they live their lives properly, but they don't know how to darshan properly. Ata na'a doresh ve'na'a mekayim, you have the best of both worlds. You darshan well and you fulfill the Torah well, you fulfill everything that the maiser merkava represents very well. Ashrech Avram Avinu fortunate is Avram Avinu that Elazar ben Arach emerges from his family, that he's a forefather of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Ukshnemra dvar mepnei Rabbi Yeshua hayahuv Rabbi Yosi akoyd mahalchim midarach. When these things were said to Rabbi Yeshua, when this story was told of to Rabbi Yeshua, he and Rabbi Yosi akoyd were traveling on the road. Amru af anu nidrosh meisim rakava. They said, that's a great story. Why don't we darshan meisim rakava also? So they said, let's try darshaning meisim rakava. Pasuk Rabbi Yeshua v'darish. Rabbi Yeshua began darshaning. V'osayom tkufas tamuz hayah. It happened to have been summertime. It was the month of Tamuz, a very, very hot time of the year. Niskashu shamayim ba'avim, and all of a sudden there were clouds in the sky. V'nira k'min keshas ba'anon, and there was a rainbow in the clouds. V'yamalach ha'asharis miskabtzin u'boyin lishmoa, and the malach ha'asharis gathered together and came to hear. K'pnei adam shemiskabtzin u'boyin liros b'zamtutei chasam v'kala, like people that come and gather around to see where the celebration of a chasam and kala. You know, when people are dancing, it's still the minute, when people are dancing in front of the chasam and kala, everyone stands around in a circle and watches. So it's like a crowd is gathering to watch what's going on in front of the Chasam Kala. That's how the Malachi Asharis were, as if this were a scene to see the Holy Tanaim darshing in the Maaser Merkava. Halach Rabbi Yossi, this is not the only time the Gemara tells us about Malachi Asharis coming and listening to Torah that's going on down here. The Gemara says in Masech HaSukkah of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, it was that Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel was his greatest Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the lowest level Talmud, and when Rabbi Yochanan and said what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew, he knew everything. He knew Nigla Nistar, everything, Sichos Malachi Asharis, Sichos Chayos and Ophos, he knew everything. And what did Yonasan ben Uzziel know? What made him the greatest one? When he would learn, the birds that would fly overhead would miad nisrafu, they would burn. Why would they burn? So Rashi over there says, because Malachi Asharis would come to listen to that Torah. That was the level of the Torah. I remember when we learned that Gemara Berav Shechter, he said to us, you boys have no idea what that means to have the Malachi Asharis come and listen to Shir every day. But when we sat in Rav Soloveitchik Shir, that's what we all felt like. We all felt like the Malachi Asharis were there with us, and they came to listen to the Torah. The Torah was so wonderful. Halach Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin v'siper dvarim v'fnei Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin went and told over to Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, va'amar, ashreichem v'ashre yaladitchem, ashrein Ashrayeni shekach ra'u. Fortunate are you, fortunate are those who bore you, and fortunate are my eyes that got to see such a thing. Vaf aniva atem b'chalomi mesubin hayinu al har Sinai v'nit alein baskel min hashamayim. We were sitting by our Sinai, and a baskel came from Shemayim. Alukan, alukan, traklin gadol matzos nos matzos lachem. We have these great cushions prepared for us, and in a large palace. Atem b'tamidechem v'tamidei tamidechem mezumanim l'kashlishes. That we're all ready for the kashlishis, the third division. Frankly, Mara Eini Vatan Rabbi Yosef Bidomer Shlosha Hartzaos Hain, that there were three Hartzaos. Hartzaos is teachings of the Maaser Merkava. Rabbi Shua here's the Dvarim from Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Shua taught the Maaser Merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Kiva here's the Lufnei Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Kiva darshan the Maaser Merkava in front of Rabbi Yeshua. Chanani ben Chachinoi here's the Lufnei Rabbi Kiva, and Chanani ben Chachinoi darshan the Maaser Merkava in front of Rabbi Kiva. V'Rabbi Elazar ben Arach lo kachashu, but it doesn't doesn't mention Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshening the Ma'aser Merkava, and there were only supposed to be three. So how does Rabbi Elazar ben Arach fit in? He was the first one in this Amud on the very top of the daf, that the very top of the page that was darshening the Ma'aser Merkava. Answers Gemara: Da Artzi va'Artzu Kamei Kachashiv. We only mentioned on the list people who not only darshened the Ma'aser Merkava but had the Ma'aser Merkava darshened in front of them. Da Artzi v'Lo Artzu Kamei Loch Kachashiv. But it doesn't mention on the list people who themselves darshened the Ma'aser Merkava but didn't have a darshan in front of them. V'Chanani ben Chachinoi Lo Artzu Kamei V'Kachashiv. V'Chanani ben Chachinoi didn't have the Ma'aser Merkava darshan in front of him, and he still mentioned. And he's still mentioned on the list of the three people that had the Ma'aser Merkava darshened in front of them. So answers the Gemara, Da Artzi Mia Kamei Man Da Artzi, that he darshened in front of Rabbi Akiva, who then darshened in front of other people, in front of Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore counts in the Braisa to let it be known that Rabbi Akiva darshened in front of Rabbi Yeshua, and Hanani ben Chachinai darshened in front of him. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, they didn't darshen in front of at all, and he didn't darshen in front of those who darshened in front of other people. So that's the difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Arach and the others that actually make the list. At one point, when we had Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshening the Ma'aser Merkava, the story started with him asking Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to teach the Ma'aser Merkava. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no, he refused. He wouldn't do it. And so it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never taught the Ma'aser Merkava to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says, let me say over something that you taught me. And he says, okay, say over something. And he started dashing the Ma'aser Merkava. So it sounds like he was taught the Ma'aser Merkava by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So what's going on exactly? Did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai teach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach the Ma'aser Merkava or not? So it's interesting. The Gra in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kavod Talmidei Chachamim in Yerdeisim Reish Mem Beis in Hilchos Kavod Rabbo, the Gra writes the Shulchan Aruch paskins that whenever a person says over a Shmua le Rabbo, whenever he's saying over a teaching to his Rebbe that his Rebbe doesn't know, he should say Kachli Madateni Rebbe. He should always give credit to the Rebbe for teaching it to him, even if the Rebbe didn't really teach it to him. He should say, this is what Rebbe taught me once, even though the Rebbe doesn't know it, and that's part of Dine Kavod Rabbo. The Gra says, where do we get that idea that even if the Rebbe didn't teach it to you, say that the Rebbe taught it to you because that's part of the way one is Mechabit a Rebbe? The Gra over there in Sifkat Nun Tes quotes Chagiga Yudalar Mbeis. Mestama, this is what he's referring to, that it's preferish in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't teach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach the Ma'aser Merkava. And still, when Rabbi Elazar ben Arach wants to darshan it, he says, oh, let me say over something that you taught me. And it's not a lie, it's not sheker, because the whole this whole mahalich learning, this whole understanding of everything, Torah is a divrei Torah aniyim b'makom echer, ashirim b'makom echer. If a person understands something in learning, it relates very much to all of the things that his Rebbe taught him. If not for all the things his Rebbe taught him, then whatever it is that he is learning on his own, he wouldn't understand nearly as well. So it's all that's perhaps what the Gemara means. Rav Shechta told us once that's what the Gemara means in Sukkah when the Gemara says shalom amar davar shalom shamim pi rabo, that he never said over something he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And yet the same Tana that we say Shalom Adavar Shalom Shalom Pi Rabbo was Mechadish Chidushim, that Me'olam Lo Shamu Kosli Beis Medrash, that the Kosli Beis Medrash never heard such Chidushim. And the point is that they could both be true, that everything he said over was based on something that his Rebbe said, but he knew how to apply it in such a way that it sounded that it was the world's greatest Chidushim using the Torah that his Rebbe had taught. Again, Rav Shach said that was the experience every day of Salvechik Shir, that every other word was, I heard from my father in the name of my grandfather. Everything was b'mesorah. Everything was in the name of his father, in the name of his grandfather. But the applications to different sugyas was all brand new. Was all great, great chidushim. That's the anyway. But that's part of the dinim of kavod, and there's a reason for such a din of kavod for a rebbe who shapes a talmud's way of learning and his way of understanding Torah. Tan Rabban, Arban Nitnasu Bepardes. There are four people that entered the Pardes. Ve'eluhain, and these four people are Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher v'Rabbi Akiva. So it's an interesting group of people that were zocha to enter the Pardes. They went up to the Rakia and they somehow entered this extremely spiritual realm. Amar lehem Rabbi Akiva, k'shatem magiyin etzel avnei shayish tohar. Rabbi Akiva told the others, when you get to the Rakia and you see these marble stones that are very bright, al tomru mayim mayim. Don't say that there's water over here and I can't pass through because I'm not going to be able to walk over it because it's sheker. It's not water. It's stone. It just looks like water. So you're going to think that you can't pass over the area because it's water. You can't walk on water. No, you should know that it's just a marble that looks like water. Mishum shenemar dover shkarim lo yikel l'neged einai. And if you say something that's sheker, then you're not going to be able to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't, don't call it water. Benazai hitzitz, Benazai turned toward the Shechina and he, v'meis, and he died. Allah v'kasav omer, yakar be'inei Hashem, amav salach chasidav. That the death of chasid, that it's the death of Benazai is kasha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he died when he was very young. Ben Zoma hitzitz v'nifka. Ben Zoma looked toward the Shechina and he went out of his mind. V'alav v'kasav omer, dvash matzasa echol dayaka, pentis pe'enu v'haka aso. A person shouldn't need a lot of honey because, again, another dafyomi coincidence, honey. A person shouldn't need a lot of honey because in the end, he's going to hate it, he's going to want to vomit from it. So too, someone who wants to be masig more than he's able to achieve, more than he's ready to achieve, more than he's ready to accomplish, is not going to be, it's going to be too much for him. Acher kitzeitz benetios. Acher looked and he went totally off in terms of his hashkafos. And Rabbi Akiva yatzu b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva managed to make it out b'shalom. Baruch Hashem will continue tonight. Tonight at 9:30, we're going to have another daf to make up for the Erev Rosh Hashanah daf. So we'll pick up from there tonight at 9:30.